Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding. And check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're taking a look at the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed subscription. We first start with game previews from each of Sunday's early slate of games. The Titans are 1-point favorites as they host the Steelers with a total set at 50.5 points. This matchup is between the two remaining unbeaten teams in the AFC. Big Ben will be taking on a secondary that ranks 20 or worse in touchdown rate allowed, yards per game, and completion percentage allowed. Ryan Tannehill will try to keep up as he's proven he's the real deal so far, as he's thrown for at least 3 touchdowns in 3 of his last 4 games en route to a 13-2 touchdown to interception ratio on the season. Next, the football team plays host to the Cowboys as this game is a pick'em with a total of 46.5 points. Andy Dalton's first start as a Cowboy didn't go as planned, but there was a lot of blame to go around elsewhere as Zeke also had his fumble problems on full display as well. Opposing quarterback Kyle Allen hasn't been all that great either for the football team, as his 5.4 air yards per attempt would be dead last if he had enough reps to qualify. In addition, only 3 of his 40 completions have gone for 20 or more yards. Switching from the NFC East to the AFC East, the Jets are 13-point underdogs as they host the Buffalo Bills with the total set at 45. The Bills are probably the best team in the division, but they've lost their last 2. Over that span, they have allowed opponents to score 68 points, and Josh Allen has thrown 3 interceptions against just 4 touchdowns. The Jets aren't much competition as they are winless, but they at least rank tied for 13th in third down defense at 41.4%. Next, we have a clash of the NFC South teams as the Saints host the Panthers. Carolina is a 7.5-point underdog with the total set at 51. The Panthers are 3-3, but still only a game out of the NFC South lead. With Christian McCaffrey injured, Mike Davis has scored in all 4 of his starts in replacement. Saints quarterback Drew Brees is last among qualified QBs in intended air yards per attempt at 5.9, and he'll be without both Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. Moving on, the Packers travel to Houston as 3.5-point favorites after being embarrassed by Tom Brady and Tampa Bay last week and losing their undefeated status. The Texans are undefeated since firing Bill O'Brien, and Deshaun Watson has tossed 7 touchdowns in those 2 games. The total for this one is set at 57 points. Next, the Bengals host the Browns in an AFC North matchup. The Browns have some of the best talent in the game, but were held to just a single touchdown last week while allowing the Steelers to score 38 points for the 2nd consecutive week. The Bengals should be an easier matchup, though, as they've allowed 150 rushing yards in 4 of their 6 games this season. The total for this one is set at 50.5. Wrapping up the morning slate of games, the Lions travel to Atlanta to face the 1-win Falcons. The Lions are 2.5-point underdogs despite welcoming in the DeAndre Swift era. The rookie racked up 123 scrimmage yards and 2 touchdowns last week against the Jaguars. The Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones played well last week as he had 137 yards and 2 touchdowns. Matt Ryan should be back on track as he had his first game with over 300 passing yards since week 1. For a breakdown of the 4 afternoon games, check out our NFL Game Previews Week 7 matchups article by Eric Segrist on rotowire.com/pod. For player props, we take a look at Kevin Payne's DraftKings Sportsbook Week 7 picks. Kevin likes the over 45.5 receiving yards for Juju Smith-Schuster. The Titans' defense isn't anything special, and the number is especially low due to him only having 34 receiving yards last week. Next, take the over 285.5 passing yards on Matthew Stafford against the Falcons. Kirk Cousins did little in the first half against Atlanta last week and ended up with over 330 passing yards. In terms of weapons, he'll have Kenny Golladay as a completely healthy start. TJ Hawkinson has a great matchup, and Marvin Jones should also impact as well. Take the over. For the complete list of props, check out Kevin Payne's DraftKings Sportsbook Week 7 Picks article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.